Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting 7th. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Dick Tomanek now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tomanek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Jose Santiago now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyd moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Rivera is walked intentionally. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Santiago moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Glynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santiago moves to third. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Santiago scores. Avila moves to third. Glynn moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Keegan takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago juggles the ball. That's an error on Santiago. Keegan moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keegan moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keegan tags and scores. Carrasquel tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain juggles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Dave Pope pinch hits for Jose Santiago. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Carrasquel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Hegan moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Glenn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keegan takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narlski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Minoso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Ray Narlski. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Hal Narragon now catching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Cass Michaels pinch hits for Bob Boyd. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wilson now playing left field. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Regalado now playing second base. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Regalado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Groth reaches second base with a double. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Keegan hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Regalado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Groth scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Regalado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 3 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0 for 1 in the game. Narragón hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter pinch hits for Don Mossy. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-4 in the game. Philly strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.